Hope of humanity.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我要继续发挥智慧的三大原则。
I want to continue to speak on the three principles of wisdom.
把上个礼拜从前个礼拜讲的更完整的做一个结束。
To summarize and conclude what I preached on the 2 weeks before.
我们大家再打开诗篇九十篇第十二节。
Let us turn to Psalms 90.
诗篇第九十篇第十二节。
Verse 12.
翻到了我们大家一同开声再读。
Let us read it together.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。大家一同读一、二、三。求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。更大声再一次。求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。我们这一次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，感谢赞美你，每一次的聚会你给我们足够的恩典，每一次的讲解你给我们智慧的光照。今天晚上我们再一次到你的面前，用饥渴慕义的心向你祈求，对你仰望，等候你的施恩。求主你真理的圣灵用光照耀我们，你的爱充满这个会场，你的智慧发出亮光，照亮我们众人的心。你与我们同在，我们感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你。阿们。
阿们。
我们已经用两次的时间思想，请把中音减低 25%， 中音减低一点。我们已经用两次的时间思想这些圣经里面的信息。
We have spent 2 sessions on the messages in this passage.
摩西祷告上帝啊，求你教导我们怎样数算自己的日子。
Moses prayed to God and said, "Teach us to number our days aright."
好叫我们得着智慧的心。
That we may gain a heart of wisdom.
而智慧在东方、在西方、古代、现代都有不同的解释法。
And wisdom has different definition in all the different times.
在圣经里面用两种形式来表达智慧。
The Bible describes it in 2 forms.
一种是人本存着。或者人可以求到的，有生命的一种产业。
First is a property that we can seek after as human beings.
求主把智慧赐给我们。
We say, O Lord, grant us wisdom.
求主使我们愿意听智慧的言语。
Help us to be willing to listen to words of wisdom.
使我们有智慧的决定，有智慧的行为。
That we may decide wisely and act wisely.
这样的好像智慧是可以属于人的一部分。
In this manner, wisdom seems to be like a property.
但是圣经的第二个形式。
But the second form we see in the Bible.
忽然间把智慧当作会说话的本体。
Is to treat wisdom as something that can speak.
所以智慧就变成以自我第一人称的权威来介绍自己。
And wisdom become a person speaking for himself.
这样把智慧人格化。
It is the personification of wisdom.
或者智慧本身是有位格的。
As if wisdom is a person.
这是其他的宗教、其他的文化里面没有的。
This is not found in other civilization or religion.
啊，既在有位格化的智慧以本体的权威自我说话的经文。
And the verses relating to wisdom as a person
就记载在箴言书第8章里面。
Is found in Proverbs chapter 8.
所以读箴言书、想箴言书、解释箴言书的这个解经家。
And Bible scholars who study the book of Proverbs
到了第八章的时候又就用很不同的看法来解释了。
Would treat chapter 8 as in a very different manner.
这一段当然也是神的启示。
Of course, this also is the revelation of God.
神的启示这段的时候，把智慧当作是会说话的一个本体。
And in this revelation, wisdom was considered as a speaking person.
这就是这段论的智慧跟所有其他的圣经的地方完全不一样的原因了。
And this is the reason why this passage is different from all other passages.
智慧自己说，它是在创造天地以前就存在的。
Wisdom says that it exists before the creation of the world.
智慧自己说。它是比天地被生以前更早就存有了。
Wisdom says that they exist before the creation of heaven and earth.
智慧甚至自己说，它是在上帝创造万有的时候，被上帝立为工程师的那一位。
Wisdom in fact declares himself as the engineer that God has set before the creation of anything.
智慧自己说，它在上帝面前踊跃，在上帝面前非常的快乐。
And he says that it is happy before God.
智慧有自己说，他愿意住在上帝为人所造的地的上面。
And wisdom say he rejoiced and delight in mankind and living among men.
所以这样智慧有先存性。
And so there is a pre-existence of wisdom.
智慧有位格性。
And it is personified.
智慧有智慧性。
And it has wisdom in itself.
智慧有计划功能。
And it has ability to plan.
智慧又成为道成肉身的那一位。
It also become the incarnate one.
所以这个智慧很可能就是那一位后来降世伟人的耶稣基督。
Possibly this wisdom refers to Jesus Christ incarnate.
如果用这个角度来解释这一段的圣经，
If we explain the passage with this angle,
串联了旧约的有位格的智慧跟新约道成肉身的耶稣，成为前后一致的一体。
We will link this personified wisdom together with Jesus God incarnate.
这样你就更容易明白保罗在哥林多前书第一章最后一节所讲的话语。
And then you will understand what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
上帝使基督成为我们的圣洁，我们的公义，我们的智慧，我们的救赎。
And God made Jesus Christ wisdom from God, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
这样认识基督是智慧中的智慧。
Therefore, it is indeed wise to know Jesus Christ.
当这个诗人摩西说，求你教导我怎么数算自己的日子。
When Moses says, teach us to number our days aright.
好叫我得着智慧的心。
That we may receive a heart of wisdom.
这个遥遥相对就是保罗所讲的，我们要以基督耶稣的心为心的一个预先的预告。
It is a pre-shadow of what Paul says we need to have the heart of Christ as our heart.
你可以把旧约的智慧观念跟新约的智慧位格串联起来，成为我们的信仰。
Here we see our faith building upon the Old Testament concept of wisdom and that of the New.
我相信关于新约的万方面，我不会用时间再谈太多了。
I won't spend too much time on the New Testament.
但就在旧约的这个时代里面，关于智慧有三大原则，我们要继续发挥的。
But in the Old Testament, there is three principles relating to wisdom.
我已经把这三个原则对你们讲过了。
I have already mentioned this before.
旧约中间的第一个智慧原则就是敬畏耶和华。
The first principle of wisdom is to fear God.
人活在地上，神在天上。
We live on earth and God in heaven.
我们与神之间的关系是一个被造者对创造主的关系。
Our relationship is that of a creator versus the creature.
我们在有限的世界中间面对一个无限而看不见的神。
And in a finite world, we face the infinite God.
大卫在三千年前就以他我你我的关系建立了 Martin Buber 所了解的人及位格之间的关系。
David 3000 years ago already established what Martin Buber says the him, I and thou I relationship.
但是摩西在3500年以前，
But Moses 3500 years ago
直接用你我的关系来建立人对神的信仰，对神的认知。
Already established the relationship between God and man as that of thou and I.
所以求你教导我们怎样数算自己的日子。
So he says, may you teach us how to number our days.
好叫我们得着智慧的心。
That we may have a heart of wisdom.
这样这个智慧跟神的关系是不能分开的。
Wisdom therefore cannot be separated from God.
一个人一生没有建立我你关系之前，他是不是有真正的智慧？
Can a person have true wisdom before he has established the relationship with God?
一个人求上帝赐下智慧以前，他是不是有一些基本的智慧？
Do we have some fundamental wisdom before we can ask God to give us wisdom?
智慧有没有可能像信仰曾经有一个基本的形式，也就是普遍启示被种植在我们的心中？
Can faith or can wisdom be like faith, part of general revelation given to us?
这样从原本的自然的信心，再加上对神的顺服，对神道的认识，由听到产生信道的可能，这叫做由以信以至于信。
We say from faith to faith, from the original faith, we come to understanding God and believing in His word.
当然我们可以从已经有的原本的种植在人心中的智慧去渴慕神，产生了因为我们的祈求同神再加的恩典更丰盛的智慧。
In the same manner, we have an original wisdom that because of that we seek after God's added wisdom.
就照着圣经的原则，有的还要加给他。
This is biblical in principle. To the person that has more will be given.
圣经给我们看到恩上加恩，礼上加礼，给我们看到信上加信，也给我们看到智上加智。
The Bible shows us gift upon gift, strength upon strength, faith upon strength, and also wisdom upon wisdom.
这个原理是隐藏在上帝的道。
And this principle is implicit in the Word of God.
所以有时候我想，当所罗门向上帝祷告的时候
，Sometimes I think about the prayer of Solomon.
他正恐惧战惊，要接替父亲留下的位置。管理众多的以色列人。
With trembling fear, he was to take over the position of his father to rule after the Israelites.
那么主向在显现，你要求我，我必给你。
And the Lord appeared to him and would grant him his wish.
Solomon, 你向我求什么呢
？Solomon, what would you ask of me?
Solomon 那个时候是不是求产业呢
？Did he ask for property?
他是不是求这个能力呢
？Did he ask for power?
他是不是求比大卫更大的征战的勇气呢
？Did he ask for greater courage than David?
他是不是求在列国中间超过国际的地位呢
？Did he ask for status above all other nations?
他是不是求在世界上有更长的寿命呢
？Did he ask for longevity?
这个年轻的人完全没有求这些。
This was not the case for this young man.
他说：“我要治理的百姓众多，我年轻，我年幼。”我求你给我智慧。
He said that grant me wisdom that as a young person I may rule over the masses.
这什么都不要，只有智慧的这个选择是一个智慧的选择。
This choice in itself was wise.
所以我个人归纳出来，所罗门是用智慧去求更多的智慧。
And so my conclusion is that Solomon sought for wisdom using his own wisdom.
像他还没有祷告以前，他已经有智慧。
Before he prayed for wisdom, he was already wise.
他的祷告是个智慧的祷告。
This was a wise prayer.
他望在原有的智慧中间加上神赠给他更多的智慧。
On top of his original wisdom, he wanted more wisdom.
他就成为一个智上加智的人。
So it was wisdom upon wisdom.
今天我们许多的青年人没有注意到这一点。
Many of the young people today did not take note of this.
就是神已经放在你心中隐藏着，神已经种着在你心灵深处，那是最宝贵的宝藏的是什么？
That God has given to you a most precious things within your heart.
然后你求主使你这些宝藏可以发挥出来。
That you may ask the Lord to fulfill the potential of this treasure.
更多的分量赐在你的身上。
That more may be granted upon you.
所罗门的求是根据智慧。
Solomon asked based on wisdom.
结果呢，他不求长寿，神把长寿赐给他。
He did not ask for longevity, but God granted to him.
他不求产业，神把产业赐给他。
He did not ask for possessions, and God granted possessions to him.
历史上有所谓叫做所罗门的宝藏的这件事情。
And people had rumors about the treasure of Solomon.
不求长寿的长寿，不求产业的产业，不求平安的平安，这又是一个怎么样的定律呢？
What sort of principle is this that he did not ask for things but he got it?
就是耶稣基督所讲的，你求神的国、神的义，你所需要的，他必加给你。
This is based on what Jesus Christ says: Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all that you need will be added upon you.
像我们懂了这些原则以后，就应当重新更正、重新调整我们对上帝的祈求。
So when we understand this principle, the way we pray ought to be corrected.
我17岁奉献到现在47年侍奉上帝，不为自己的健康祷告。
Since I've given my life to the Lord at 17, for 47 years, I have never asked for my own health.
我也不会为旅行的平安祷告。
I have never asked for journey mercy.
我现在常常坐中华航空公司，虽然好几次爆炸。
I now fly China Airlines all the time, although there were many accidents.
有很多人用各样的话劝我，甚至吓我，叫我要换比较好的飞机。
And many people have persuaded me and even threatened me and frightened me, asking me to change airlines.
把我的生命交在主的手里。
But when I give my life to the Lord,
我尽量找比较便宜的机票。
I always try to go for the cheapest airplane.
也尽量找比较方便的飞机票。
And the most convenient flight route.
我把我的生死度外，我的安危度外，我的利害关系度外，先把神的国、神的义当作我追求的目标。
To me, the kingdom of God and His righteousness take top priorities over everything else, including safety.
结果我没有缺乏。
In the end, I'm not lacking.
我也比你们长寿。
And I live longer than many of you.
我也健康。
And I'm healthy.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这都是你必要求的，你应当求。你不需要求的，神自己会给你。
When you ask for what you ought to, God will add unto you what you really need.
但是很可惜的事情。
But the thing that is sad,
就是所罗门得了智慧以后呢，
is that after Solomon gained wisdom,
他结果没有看重神所给他的智慧。
He did not place emphasis on God's wisdom.
个人就把所罗门归纳成三件事。
And so I summarize his life into three areas.
他用智慧求智慧。
Firstly, he asked for wisdom with wisdom.
神就用无限的智慧加在他有限被造的智慧的上面。
And God added onto his finite wisdom his infinite wisdom.
所以他才能写下流传永恒，在圣经中间被列入神启示的伟大的箴言。
And then he can write the proverbs that is part of the canonized Bible.
所以他们用智慧求智慧。
Solomon sought for wisdom with wisdom.
他没有尊重神给他智慧，他就用有限的智慧玩弄轻看神所给他的智慧。
But he did not honor and treasure the wisdom of God, and he just used it in any way he wanted.
Solomon 用智慧糟蹋他不太尊重的智慧。
And he wasted away this wisdom.
这你可以在这个传道书第二章很清楚地看到。
You can see this in the second chapter of Ecclesiastes.
我要试你。
I will test you.
他就试这个智慧。
And he tested wisdom.
他认为他可以放纵，可以犯情欲的罪，跳舞、快乐、舒适、泛滥，在色情中间流分，结果还要用智慧可以保守自己。
He believed that he could have indulged in all sorts of pleasure and still keep to himself with wisdom.
结果他是掉在罪恶的中间，他过一个虚空的生活，虚空的虚空。万事都是虚空。
In the end, he fell into the trap of all these decadence, and everything is meaningless.
若不是主的保守，这个最有智慧的人会过一个完全灭亡的生活。
If it were not for the Lord, he would have been destroyed.
第三样
，the third item.
好，这个所罗门用智慧毁灭智慧。
He used wisdom to destroy wisdom.
他用智慧求智慧，用智慧玩弄智慧，结果用智慧毁灭他的智慧。
And in the end, he destroyed wisdom with wisdom.
这样在人性这方面来说，他是一个很失败的一个代表。
Humanly speaking, he's a representation of failure.
这样我们常常说，聪明人反为聪明所误是一样的。
We always say that the smart people will always be fooled by themselves.
最会游泳的人可能死在水里。
The best swimmer may drown.
最会赛车的人可能死在车上。
The best racer may die in a car race.
照样，最聪明的人因自己错误的思想死在错误的计谋里面。
In the same manner, a very intelligent man may die because of his own intelligence.
我们非常谨慎对待我们前面的道路。
We need to be cautious in the pathway ahead.
主啊，求你给我们智慧的心。
O Lord, grant us a heart of wisdom.
不但是知识的头脑。
Not only a mind with knowledge.
给我们有保守智慧的智慧。
That we may have the wisdom to preserve wisdom.
尊重智慧的智慧。
A wisdom that will honor wisdom.
有在智慧中间把自己交托给你的智慧。
And to have the wisdom to give ourselves into your wisdom.
这是比单单叫做智慧的恩赐更重要的生命的智慧。
This is a more important wisdom of life than just receiving wisdom.
这就是生命的智慧的原则是什么呢？
The principles of wisdom of life.
圣经给我们看到智慧的三大原则。
Can be seen in three areas.
第一个原则就是敬畏耶和华。
The first one will be to fear God.
如果你什么都有了，难道你不敬畏耶和华？耶和华所给你的一切都可以浪费在你的宴乐、你的肤浅、你的舒适。情欲的生活中间。
If you have everything in life but you do not fear God, then everything can be wasted in decadence.
所以无论你在这样的环境，这么样的处优就养尊处优的状况中间，你要继续保守你的心，这才是真正的智慧。
True wisdom comes when you preserve and stay hold to your heart, regardless of the kind of environment you are in.
你要保守你的心，过于保守一切，因为一生的果效是从心发出来。
You must keep your heart more than you keep anything else because all things come from your heart.
我们要安镇我们的心。
We have to keep our heart steadily.
在保守我们的心。
And preserve it.
把我们的心交托在神自己的手里。
That it may be given to God.
这是人生最大最大的智慧。
This is the greatest wisdom in life.
智慧的第一个原则是敬畏耶和华。
The first principle then is to fear the Lord.
所以我们对神有没有尊重，有没有敬拜， 有没有畏惧的心呢？
Do we have a heart that worship the Lord? Do we fear the Lord? And do we are in awe of God?
这是一种很神圣的宗教情操。
This is a very holy sense of religiosity.
那么基督徒对上帝的敬畏跟外邦人对鬼神的敬畏到底一样不一样呢？
Is it the same when we say we fear the Lord than the pagans who fear the devils?
Is it same in between the fear of the Lord and the fear of the idols?外邦的人对那些假神的敬畏
，When the pagans fear the idols，
与基督徒对真神的敬畏是一样的吗
？Is it the same as the fear of the Lord by Christians？
绝对不一样的事。
Absolutely not。
旧约的圣经告诉我们，我们就敬畏耶和华。
The Old Testament says we are to fear the Lord。
新约的保罗看见雅典人反是敬畏鬼神，他感到很可怜。
The Apostle Paul saw that the people in Athens were afraid of the idols.
所以你不能说你有你的神，我有我的神，我怕我的神，你怕你的神，我们一样的。
We can't say that you are afraid of your God, I'm afraid of my God, we are the same.
这是绝对不同的两件事。
They are two completely different things.
敬畏上帝是智慧，反是畏惧鬼神是愚笨。
The fear of the Lord is wisdom, but the fear of idols is foolish.
外邦人对鬼神的敬畏是什么呢？
What sort of fear does a pagan have to the idols?
惧怕鬼神的超然力量，妨碍他们地上的雄心大志跟他们生活的平安。
They are afraid of the supernatural powers of the idols that may interrupt in their peace and prosperity.
基督徒对上帝的敬畏不是纯这个动机。
But the Christian do not have this motive in his heart.
外邦人对鬼神的惧怕是站在以自己利益为中心的人本精神。
The pagans are afraid of the idols because it is a man-centered motivation.
基督徒对上帝的畏惧是根据神的旨意、神的国、永远的荣耀，以自己怎样配合以神所定的计划的这种感情。
And the Christian fears the Lord based on His will, based on His glory, and how we play a part in His will.
如果我们不能把这两件事分清楚。
If we cannot be clear about these two things,
我们在主面前的信仰跟那些在外邦人面前的惧怕是没有两样。
Our fear before the Lord would be the same as that of the pagans.
基督徒对上帝的敬畏是根据什么呢？
What is our fear of God based on?
是根据神本的立场。
It is God-centered.
我要遵行神的旨意。
I want to fulfill God's will.
我要讨他的喜悦。
I want to be pleasing to Him.
我要成为在他的命令中间顺服他的子民。请不要讲话。
I want to be a person that will fulfill his will.
你们两位不要讲话，你到这里来讲话是浪费时间，请你注意听。所以呢，他在上帝的面前
，So before God，
为了神的荣耀
，For the glory of God，
为了神的旨意
，For His will，
为了符合神永恒的计划
，To fulfill His eternal will，
不愿意得罪上帝
，We are not willing to make Him mad，
不愿意让圣灵担忧
，We are not willing to grieve the Holy Spirit，
不愿意违背他永恒的计划
，We are not willing to go against His eternal plan。
这种敬畏上帝才是智慧。
This is true wisdom in the fear of God。
敬畏上帝不是。建立在多神信仰上面。
The fear of God is not based on a polygod system.
敬畏上帝是建立在独一神的信仰中间。
But it is based on a monotheistic God.
旧约最重要的律法的一句话就是：“以色列啊，你应当听，你的上帝是独一的上帝。”
The most important one of the most important declarations in the Old Testament is: "Hear, O Israel, your God is one."
你要尽心、尽性、尽力。尽力爱主你的上帝。
You are to love your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your spirit, and all your strength.
这句话是整个希伯来文化里面最中心点的圣经。
And this is the most important verse in the whole Hebrew culture.
所以他们就把这一句用一个平常的字把它描写出来，就是 Shema.
And the word they use is Shema.
Shema 这个字的意思就是听的意思。
This means listen.
这样整个希伯来文化就是一个听神的话语的一个文化。
The entire Hebrew culture focuses on listening to the word of God.
我已经对你们说了，希伯来文化是听的文化，而希腊文化是看的文化。
I've already told you that the Hebrew culture is one that listens, but that of the Greek is one that sees.
希伯来人听见神的话，就产生了对神的信仰，因为信道是从听道来。
The Hebrew hear the word of God, and for that they have faith.
希腊文化从看感到惊奇，把观看的分析的，就产生思想跟探讨的文化。
But the Greeks see and they are astonished and they want to study more and that becomes their culture.
希伯来文化以信做他们的中心点,
the Hebrews have a faith as their central part.
希腊文化用理性的思考做他们的中心点,
and the Greek culture has the reason as the central portion.
希伯来文化是建立在启示的上面,
the Hebrew culture is built upon revelation.
希腊的文化是建立在理性的上面,
while the Greek culture is built upon the reason.
这两个文化影响了整个世界文化的发展,
and both these cultures influence the development of the world.
特别今天西方文化的成就,
especially all the Western accomplishment today.
建立在希伯来的信仰以听为中心跟希腊文化的理性以看
It is built based on the Hebrew concept of listening and the Greek concept of watching.
以色列你要听,
Hear, O Israel.
你的上帝是独一的上帝,
Your God is one.
所以这样的三位一体的神就隐藏在神的启示里面。
And so we see the triune God implicit in His revelation.
希伯来人的独一的上帝的信仰就成了希伯来文化对全世界文化最大的贡献。
The greatest contribution of the Hebrew culture is the idea of a monotheistic God.
严格地说起来,除了希伯来的独神信仰以外,没有一个宗教是一神的信仰。
Strictly speaking, other than the Hebrew culture, no other religion is monotheistic.
中国人在古代,孔子以前,敬天,相信上帝是一个观念上的信仰。 而不是一个实际上的信仰。
The Chinese will worship the heavens before Confucius, but that is only conceptual.
也高级的文化阶层的人士都相信有个天，有一个主宰，带着普通的百姓所敬拜的都是反是畏惧鬼神希腊的那种文化的阶层。
A advanced culture will move towards the worship of one God, but the more primitive one will worship many gods.
而孔子虽然在高层的社会中间，他对上帝是非常非常模糊的。
Although Confucius lived in an advanced society, he was vague about God.
所以他不但没有启示的观念,
so he did not have the concept of the revelation.
他没有宗教的观念,
no concept of religion.
更没有人与神之间正统关系的道路的观念,
and no concept of how we can have a relationship with God.
所以天道不可得而闻,
and so he said, we cannot know about heaven.
不追一天无所导也,
and I cannot understand between heaven and earth.
只不以怪力乱神,
and the teacher will not teach you about the devils and gods.
所以他对这些的事情是模糊的。
He confesses that he doesn't know all these things. And the monotheistic concept of the Hebrews help us to understand that it is the only one that worship one God.
独一的上帝产生畏惧和尊敬的心的时候,
when you have fear and awe towards this one God,
你才是真正 有智慧的人,
you are indeed wise.
我对这个爱、永恒跟专利三件事情的关联有很深刻的思想，很大的兴趣。
I have great interest towards this concept of love, eternity, and the uniqueness.
为什么一个人爱一个人的时候，不可能同时爱第二个人？
Why is it that we only love one person?
你们曾经经过恋爱阶段经验的人都知道这是一件事实，虽然你没有意识。
Although all of us know this and have experienced this, we may not actually understand it.
没有一个人可以同时爱两个人以同样程度的感情来对待他们。
Not a single person can love in the same manner two persons.
这个只有一个对象。
You only love one person.
这种心理状况是心理学家也感到很奇怪的。
This is something even the psychologists can understand.
所以爱跟一之间是不能分开的。
Love is if linked together with uniqueness.
爱跟永恒也是不能分开。
It is also linked with eternity.
当你爱一个人的时候，你心灵深处会说：“我永远爱你。”爱跟永恒永远为什么发生关系？
When you love a person, in your heart you say, "I love you forever." Why is it linked with eternity?
神是独一的神。
Because God is the only God.
神是永恒的神。
He is eternal.
神就是爱。
And He is love.
所以对于上帝的信仰跟对上帝真正的爱的完美以及永恒之间三件事是不能分开。
And so love, eternity, and the unique one God cannot be separated.
像当他对你说的，我是独一的上帝。接下去你要尽心尽性尽情尽力来爱主你的上帝。
And then when he says, I am this one God, the next thing he says is, you are to love me with everything you have in life.
感谢上,
Thanks be to God.
神的话蕴藏的奥秘太伟大了。
Indeed, the word of God is mysterious.
像我们看见呢,
in Greek philosophy, there is a person called Socrates.
就是在圣经以外,因为独一神的信仰而愿意寻道,持守他的信念,一个伟大的人。
Apart from the Bible, he was one person who really wanted to seek after this one God.
基督徒为了信仰而寻道的人大有人在。
There are many Christians because of our faith we seek after the Word.
甚至我们的神是真的。
We know our God is real.
我们甚至我们的主从死里复活。
We know that our Lord is resurrected.
甚至我们将信他是理所当然。
We know that we ought to believe in Him and place our faith in Him.
甚至逼迫的权柄来到我们身上的时候。
So when we are persecuted by evil forces,
要我们先者忠于抵挡上帝的正体，或者忠于我们的信仰，我们宁可持守信仰而被杀，也不介意。
We are willing to choose to be slaughtered for our faith's sake.
初期的教会记载被杀的基督徒多得不得了。
We see this in the early church.
但是当你提到这个苏格拉底的时候，
But when you talk about Socrates,
他很明白，他为了独一的上帝，应当忠心到死。
He knows that he ought to be faithful to this God till death.
所以雅典最高的法院判定他死刑的时候，
So when he was sentenced to death by Athens,
宣告了他的两大罪名。
He was sentenced for two reasons.
第一个罪名，苏格拉底是个无神论的。
The first one was that he was an atheist.
为什么说苏格拉底是无神论的呢？
Why do we say he says he is an atheist?
宣称这些希腊的神都不是神。
Because he declared that all the Greek gods are not real.
真正的神是天上独一的上帝。
That there must be only one real God in heaven.
那苏格拉底从哪里得到这样的结论，产生这样的信仰？
Where did he get such a conclusion or such a faith?
我相信有两方面的因素。
I believe there are two reasons.
第一方面因素，苏格拉底是领受了神所给人普遍启示里面很诚实的回应者。
He was a person that responded honestly to God's general revelation.
所以他不能不承认有一位真神是独一的。
So he has to admit that there must be one real God.
从这个对普遍启示的诚实回应， 给他比较之下，看见希腊的这些人根本不是神。
This honest response enabled him to see that the idols are not real.
第二样，
Secondly,
犹太人的一神信仰，借着商人四处做生意，已经传到他的耳中。
The concept of the monotheistic God must have been told to him by traders.
所以他知道有一位神才是真的神，很可能是受犹太人的影响。
Perhaps he was influenced by the Jewish traders.
当他产生对这个神的忠实的时候，
When he fulfilled, he has this faith towards this God.
不能避免引起了他与希腊整个文化的正面冲突。
Inevitably, there will be contradiction between him and the Greek culture.
所以他就被告成了一个无神论者。
So he was accused to be an atheist.
为什么相信独一上帝的人变成无神论者呢？
How can an atheist be a person that believes in one God?
他们观念中间的神就是那些 Olympus 山上的假神。
The great concept of gods are the those on Olympus.
你既然不信这些假神，你就是个没有神的。
So to them, if you don't believe in the gods of the Olympus, you are not a believer.
就宣称有个最高的对的神是我们看不见的。
And you believe in a God that we cannot see.
所以他们还是把他当作是假借独一真神的美名来污蔑已经存在被敬拜的这些的假神，所以他是无神论者。
And so they declare him as an atheist.
苏格拉底的第二个罪名是煽动时代青年的人。
The second one was that he was to create a riot.
所以这样下去，岂不就产生一个新的时代？ 反抗整个传统的文化，真是可怕的一个动力。
He was accused of creating a riot and instigating the people against the culture.
所以雅典最高的法院判定他一定要死。
And so the Supreme Court of Athens, sentenced him to death.
这件事情引起历史历代千千万万的人对苏格拉底的同情。
And many people sympathize with Socrates.
在19世纪初叶的时候， 德国的大哲学家赫格尔写了一篇论文替希腊最高法院辩论，认为他本来应该死。But
the philosopher Hegel wrote an article that said he ought to have been sentenced to death.
我读了那篇文章。I
have read this article.
增加了一些知识，一点没有增加对这个苏格拉底的同情。 但又减少对苏格拉底的同情。
Although I have some increase in knowledge, I still sympathize with Socrates.
苏格拉底死前几天到他死的那一天，那些事迹，如果你好好读，你一定会流一些眼泪出来。
If you know about the life of Socrates and how he died, you would have sympathy for him.
就是当他没有死的一天
，before he died，
一个这个监牢的管理人亲自半夜来找他。
The jailer came to look for him in the middle of the night.
苏格拉底啊，我知道你是好人，你不应该死。
And he said that Socrates, I know you are a good person, you ought not to die.
我有钥匙开门让你放走。
Now I can release you.
你可以不必死。
You can escape.
像你这样老的人，他们是判错了，你应当可以活下去。
It is a mistake for them to sentence you to death.
请求你许可我开门把你放走。
So the jailer said, "May I let you go?"
如果是你是我，就是感谢主，哈利路亚。
If two of you we are involved, we will say thank you to God.
神的恩典及时来到了。
That God's grace is upon us.
主是听祷告的主。
That the Lord listens to our prayers.
一切荣耀归给主。
All glory to Him.
你唱一两首哈利路亚的诗歌。
Then we will sing Hallelujah.
也就逃之夭夭，六道看不见影子。
And then we will escape.
苏格拉底竟然不是这样。
But not the case for Socrates.
他说：“为什么你要叫我走
？”He asked the jailer, "Why do you ask me to go?"
我在这里
，I'm here，
是存在的。
I exist.
我的监牢外面
，When I'm out of the jail，
也是存在的。
I still exist.
我生前
，Before I was born，
是活的人。
I am alive.
我死了以后
，After I die，
继续活在阴间的人。
I'm a person that lives in Hades.
人不过从阴间到阳间，阳间到阴间，来来去去都是人。
He says we exist in different realms. That's all.
死不过是一扇门。
He says death is like a door.
把我转到另外一个地方去。
That will bring me to another place.
所以你不必帮助我。
So no need to help me.
我视死如归。
I'm not fearing of death.
我早就预备心了。
I have prepared myself.
所以我死是更勇敢面对我们应当面对的事情。
And I need to face the future boldly.
明天我要死。
I will die tomorrow.
不接受你为我开门走出去。
I do not accept this escape.
所以这个莫名其妙，更流眼泪。
And the jailer was deeply moved.
他从来不想到有这样的人在世界活在他的面前。
He never realized that such a person could stand before him.
最后一天
，the last day，
第二天来到了
，the second day came.
他的学生被允许进到他的这个牢房里面。
His students were allowed to visit him.
苏格拉底在他的死床上面。
Socrates was on his deathbed.
他们拿了一杯的香酪给他喝，这是最毒最毒的药。
They gave him a cup of the most poisonous substance.
四种死的办法。
There were four different ways to die.
其中一个就是吃毒药而死。
One of them would be to consume poison.
苏格拉底选了这一个。
And Socrates chose this way.
香酪喝下去以后
，After he drank the champlock,
脚就开始麻痹。
He will have numbness in his feet.
变得沉重的不得了，完全力不从心，完全不能够随你的意思动作。
And you will not be able to move at will.
你好像被扎根在一个永恒的坑里面，有最重的树根把你抓住。
As if your feet are rooted deep into the ground.
然后这个沉重的绷着的这个感觉，一直到小腿，到大腿，到你的腰那里。
And the numbness will spread slowly upwards.
这个伤到你的心脏的时候。
When it reaches your heart,
因为大大抽筋，就这样断气离开。
And you will die because of that.
苏格拉底就对于他的学生
，Socrates said to his students,
我是预备好了
，that I am prepared.
死不是结束
，death is not the end.
我相信有个独一的上帝
，I believe there is one God.
他在他学生面前就饮这杯香酪，预备离开世界。
And so he took the poison before his students.
他们都哭起来了。
All of them wept.
我相信其中有很多他最好的学生。
I believe there must be very good students among them.
Proton 在里面。
Proton was one of them.
这一个人。柏拉图在里面。
Plato was one of them.
Diogenes 在里面。
Diogenes.
这些苏格拉底学派的学生都在里面。
And these are his students.
当他要死以前。
Before he died.
他听见他的太太大声哭的声音。
He heard his wife crying loudly.
这个太太真的爱他吗？
Did the wife love him?
平常一直吵一直叫，对他很不好。
They actually didn't have a good marriage.
难道苏格拉底要死的时候又怕苏格拉底死？这个叫做女人。
But she was afraid that he would die.
一些一天到晚吵吵闹闹、吵不休的女人，最怕丈夫死掉的。
Some quarrelsome women are afraid that the husband will die.
为什么她有丈夫活在世界上呢
？Why do they want their husband to live?
如果不活在世界上，她吵，她骂。 没有对象不是很不好吗？
If the husband did not live, there would be no one to quarrel with.
为什么又怕丈夫死掉呢？
Why was he afraid that he died?
丈夫一死，他的生活没有保障，人生没有陪伴，年老的孤单怎么办呢？
Because there will be no partner for her when she grows
old. 这是很矛盾的事情。
This is self-contradictory.
苏格拉底娶了一个汉妇。
And Socrates had a very fierce wife.
苏格拉娶了一个很多嘴的老婆。
A gossipy wife.
所以给他很多的麻烦。
And she gave him a lot of problems.
苏格拉底的兴趣要辩论，要思想，要明白智慧，跟他的太太天天到一天到晚啰啰嗦嗦讲同样的事情，一生一世不改，就完全不一样。
Socrates was completely different from the wife because he sought after wisdom all his life.
所以他的太太也骂，他也跑。
So when the wife quarreled with him, he would escape.
他也跑，他太太也骂。
And the wife would get more angry when he disappeared. It's a vicious cycle for decades. Socrates therefore did not like to stay at home. He would stay with his students and wouldn't go home for meals. And his wife got even angrier. And he said, if you can find a good wife, she will build a sweet home for you.
如果你娶到一个不好的太太，
but if you marry a bad wife,
她就把你造成哲学家，
she will make you a philosopher.
因为你想不明白为什么会这样，
because you will not be able to understand why.
一直想一直想就变成思想家了。
And so you think away all the time and you become a philosopher.
坏的老婆会把你造成哲学家，功劳不小吧。
So a bad wife will make you a philosopher.
无意识的果效，
indirect fruit,
the unconscious purpose.
Unconscious purpose.
感谢上
帝，
万事互相效力。
So all things work together for good.
你们还没有找的先想好才找老婆。
So if you're not married, think carefully.
已经找的就在这两个选一个就可以了。
But when you think you already married, that's just too spoiled.
所以苏格拉底看他的太太呱呱叫的时候，
when Socrates realized the wife was willing,
一个人在这样沉重的心情中间，怎么受得了这些人这么吵？
He said, how can I take all this noise at this last stage?
妇女跟小孩子没有办法承担一个智慧的人在痛苦中间应当战争的这个心情。
And he feels that the woman and the child cannot take on to all this suffering.
所以请他们回去吧。
So he said, well, ask them to go.
苏格拉底死以前把太太跟孩子赶走。
Before he died, Socrates chased the wife and the children away.
他们就把他带出去。
And so they brought them out.
当他离开的时候，眼睛看着苏格拉底，眼泪一直流，就这样走出去。
And they wept as they left.
这是人生历史中间，人类历史中间很可悲的一个景象。
This was a tragic scene in human history.
如果你们到纽约 Metropolitan Museum 去的话，
If you visit the Metropolitan Museum in New York,
你们看到有一张是 David 所画的18世纪结束的一个图画。
You will find a painting by the painter David.
苏格拉底坐在他床榻上面。
Painting depicts Socrates.
眼睛蛮有精神。
He was sitting on his bed with right eyes.
已经喝了那一个香露。
Already consumed the poison.
左手拿着那个毒药。
On the left hand, he held onto the poison.
那一个杯子还在他手上。
The cup was still with him.
右手指着天上。
And he pointed to the sky.
是不是说，死是把我带到另外一边去，就是这样。
As if saying that death will bring me to the other side.
有的流眼泪。
Some of his students wept.
有的遮住他的脸孔。
Some covered their faces.
有的忧愁的思想，为什么有这样的事情临到这么好的人身上？
Some were thinking sadly how this could all happen.
苏格拉底对他的学生克罗顿讲一句话。
And Socrates said to his student Croton.
他说 ，Croton， 我请求你帮我做一件我已经不能做的事情。
He said, Croton, do one thing that I cannot do anymore.
所以毒药的麻痹越来越高了。
Now the poison is coming upon me.
我还欠一只公鸡，我不能付，你帮忙我还这一笔债好不好
？He says, I owe someone a rooster I couldn't pay. Can you pay back?
Croton 说，我一定照着行。你欠谁呢
？Croton said, whom do you owe?
我欠一个神明。
He said, I owe it to a god.
他年轻的时候曾经对假神许愿要献一只鸡，后来不幸的忘记了。
When he was young, he actually promised a rooster to an idol and he forgot about it.
现在快要死了，做人还有亏欠一只鸡，快快请修身替他还债。
And now that he's about to die, he asked his student to pay this debt.
所以苏格拉底死以前是叫人替他还债。
Before he died, he asked others to pay the debt for him.
耶稣死以前是为别人还债，这就是不同的地方。
But Jesus paid the debt of others. This is the difference.
从这件事情我们看见了。
From this incident, we see.
苏格拉底年轻的时候
，when Socrates was young,
相信鬼神。
He believed in the idols.
当年老的时候 他是敬畏上帝。
But when he was old, he feared this one God.
西方哲学历史里面
，In the history of Western philosophy，
有哪一个人他的人格高过苏格拉底
？There is not a person whose character is higher than Socrates.
西方哲学历史里面
，In the history of Western philosophy，
有哪一个人人生的责任跟道德感超过苏格拉底？
There are not many people whose sense of responsibility is greater than Socrates.
如果你不能找到
，If you cannot find another person，
我今天再把这一点点出来。
I will show you another point.
苏格拉底是敬畏一个独一上帝才能产生这种伟大的个性。
Socrates has such a character because he honored one God.
一个没有上帝的人
，A person without God.
一个连上帝都不怕的人
，A person who do not even fear God.
他什么罪都敢犯。
Will be able to commit any sin in his life.
今天晚上
，this evening，
如果你已经认识神的道
，if you already know the word of God，
回到笃神信仰，成为敬畏上帝的根基的这个道理上
，return back to the idea of the fear of God being the foundation of wisdom.
谁是有智慧的人
？Who is the wise？
敬畏上帝的人是有智慧。
He is the person that fears God.
这是第一个原则。
This is the first principle.
第二个智慧的原则是什么呢
？The second principle of wisdom.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
Is to know the Holy One.
You know the holiest one.
To know the holiest one.
你认识最圣洁的那一位。
When you know the holiest one.
这样不是单单认识神本性中间的圣洁。
Not just the holiness in the attributes of God.
圣洁是神很重要的本性。
Holiness is an important attribute of God.
但是神的本性中间除了圣洁还有许许多多的方面。
But there are many attributes of God.
所以圣洁是上帝属性中间其中的一样而已。
And holiness is but one of his attributes.
神不但是圣洁。
Not only is he holy.
神不但是公义的。
Not only is he just.
神也是慈爱的。
He is love.
神又是良善的。
He is good.
神是永恒的。
He is eternal.
神是独一的。
He is one.
神是无所不在、无所不知、无所不能的。
He is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent.
这些都是神的本性。
All these are his attributes.
有至神本性，有极无的本性。
There is an attribute to himself and towards others.
有永恒的本性，绝对本性，有相对的道德伦理行为的本性。
There is eternal attributes, relative attributes, and absolute attributes.
我们怎么知道这位神是真的呢
？How do we know this is the real God?
就从圣洁这一方面去认识他是真的。
We know him through holiness.
真神之所以是真神
，For God to be real，
因为他是至圣。的神
，It is because he is the holiest.
这是真宗教一家宗教最大的分界线。
This is the biggest difference between true faith and false faith.
请问哪一本宗教的经典告诉我们他们的神像耶和华这样圣洁
？Which scripture tells us that their God is as holy as Jehovah God?
有哪个宗教的领袖跟耶稣基督的神可以相比
？Which religious leader can be compared to Jesus Christ?
上帝说：“我呼召你的上帝是圣洁的上帝。”
God said that I who call you is a holy God.
所以你们在一切所行的事上都要圣洁。
And so be holy in everything that you do.
将神以他圣洁的本性，成为他发号施令，吩咐我们过圣洁生活的基础的条件。
The foundation of God's commandment is His very holiness.
这是所有的宗教家，所有的宗教的创办人没有办法做到的事情。
This is something that all religious leaders and founders cannot do.
你把圣经里面神圣洁的记载
，If you look at the recording of the holiness of God，
以及上帝的圣洁的本性对人过圣洁生活的要求
，and the attributes of holiness and his demand for holiness，
好好思想，好好研读，好好研究的时候
，When you think about it and you research on it and study upon it，
你就发现这样的神才是真正的神。
You will find that this is indeed the true God。
我相信苏格拉底。可以从这方面认出希腊的神根本不是真神。
I believe that this was how Socrates realized that Greek idols were not real.
希腊的神比人的身外更败坏，比人更放纵情欲。
The Greek gods were had a decadent, more decadent life than human beings.
因为这些 Olympus 山上的神力大过人，他可以随便强奸别人。
And the idea is that the gods of Olympus are so strong that they can take women from the earth.
他们可以抢别人的太太来放进里面。
And they can take women from men, their wives, and they just
take
them
away. 他们喝酒糊涂做了很多的错事。
And they can get drunk and make a lot of mistakes.
他们可以妒忌，可以相残杀，可以做很多凶恶的事情。
They can be jealous of each other and kill each other.
这样的神凭什么资格做神呢？
How can these then be the real God?
是因为他们的力量比人更大。
Just because they have supernatural powers.
因为他们比普通的人更美丽。
Because they are more beautiful than human beings.
因为他们的权柄比别人更高。
Because they have more authority than others.
希腊最高的神宙斯是行了很多错误事情的神。
The greatest Greek god is Zeus, and he made a lot of mistakes.
所以只有当这本圣经临到人间的时候。
Only when this Bible came upon the earth,
我们才可以真正用一个原则来评定谁是真神，谁是假神。
Can we have the true principle to segregate the real God from the false God?
至圣者是真神。
The holiest one is the real God.
当你用这个原则去认识上帝的时候，
When you use this principle to know God,
你是有智慧的。
You will be a wise person.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
Because the knowledge of the holiest one is wisdom.
你不是单单认识上帝的圣洁有什么样的内涵。
We do not only know the content of his holiness.
你更因为这个圣洁的本性才认知肯定他是真正的上帝。
You affirm that he is the real God because of this very holiness.
所以圣经提到耶和华的圣者，圣者，圣者。
The Bible talks about the Holy One of God.
以这个撒拉夫对他的称呼呼喊，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And the seraphim call out to him, Holy, Holy, Holy.
他是万军的耶和华。
He is the God of hosts.
是圣天使所敬拜的。
He is the God that the holy angels worship.
他对摩西说，告诉以色列人，我是圣洁的。
He told Moses to tell the Israelite that I am holy.
希伯来书告诉我们，人非圣洁就不能见上帝。
The book of Hebrews says, unless we are holy, we cannot see God.
耶稣基督又说，清心的人有福了，他们必得见上帝。
And Jesus Christ said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
心思两意的人啊。
A person that has double heart.
不要盼望从主那里得出什么。
Do not think that you will get something from God.
因为上帝是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
上帝吩咐我们在一切所行的事上都要圣洁。
So he commands us to be holy in everything that we do.
你们只有在圣洁里面，你与上帝同行。
We can only walk with God in holiness.
你在过圣洁的生活中间蒙上帝悦纳。
We can only be pleasing to God if we live a holy life.
你要离开卑贱的事，成为圣洁。服主用。
We need to depart away from despicable things and be holy to be used by God.
谁能住在圣山上？
Who can live in the holy mountain?
那是守戒心清的人。
Only those with clean heart and hands.
只有圣洁使人与神同在。
Only holiness will bring us to God.
这就是贯彻始终，前后一致，冲串全本圣经的神的原则。
This is the principle of God we see consistently throughout all Bible.
今天的世界需要这个信息。
The world today needs such a message.
因为我们在污秽的人中间。
We live among filthy humanity.
我们的手肮脏，我们的嘴唇污秽，我们的眼睛邪恶，我们的脚步肮脏。
Our hands are filthy, our eyes are filthy, our footsteps are filthy.
我们需要圣洁的心。
We need a holy heart.
圣洁的信仰。
A holy faith.
圣洁的思想。
A holy thought.
圣洁的生活。
A holy lifestyle.
保障我们继续保守自己在智慧的中间。
To ensure that we continue to live in wisdom.
这是第二个原则。
This is the second principle.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们看见了许多的宗教所能做的很多所谓超自然的现象，唯一不能做到就是圣洁的本质。
We seem to see a lot of supernatural phenomena from many faiths except holiness.
你看见宗教里面基督教还有许多的邪恶的信仰在那些异端的中间，他们的领袖都没有办法过圣洁的生活。
We see a lot of heretical teaching even among Christians, and their leaders cannot live holy lives.
口里称主啊，主啊的人。
Although they profess with their lips the Lord, Lord.
他们心向邪恶。
Their heart is evil.
他们的手玷污污秽。
Their hands are filled with filth.
他们脚手走不圣洁的道路。
And their footstep is upon unholy pathway.
几次我大声呼喊的时候。
Many a times when I call out loudly,
我讲了一句话，
and I will say this,
你们绝对不能找到任何理由反对耶稣。
that you cannot find any reason to oppose Jesus.
今天那个反对耶稣的人是绝对没有理由告诉我们他为什么反对耶稣。
A person that opposes Jesus Christ cannot find a true reason to oppose him.
历史上有人比他更圣洁吗？
Is there a more holy one than Jesus in history?
有哪一个宗教的领袖像耶稣？
Which religious leader was like Jesus Christ?
有哪一个宗教里面的神像他这样圣洁？
Which God is holier than him?
这样圣洁的人，你不相信他的神，你为什么相信比这更肮脏污秽的上帝是神？
Why do we want to believe in a God that is more filthy and lesser than the God of Jesus
Christ? 是因为你在传统中间建立了信仰所产生的历史的价值跟你自己的骄傲，你就因这而废去了那真神在你生命中间的道牌。
It is because of your tradition and your arrogance that you waste away the coming of the true God.
每次我这样呼喊的时候
，But every time when I call in this manner,
圣灵都在许多布道会中间感动很多的人归向上帝。
The Holy Spirit will move many people to God.
There's no one as holy as Jesus.
没有人比耶稣更圣洁。
The holiness of Jesus Christ is the highest holy.
主耶稣是最圣洁的圣洁。
所以他是上帝的圣者。
So we call him the Holy One of God.
我们今天对耶稣有七大称呼。
There are seven titles for Jesus Christ.
我们称他为耶稣。
We call him Jesus.
我们称他为基督。
We call him Christ.
我称他为主。
We call him Lord.
我们称他为救主。
We call him Savior.
我们称他为以马内利。
We call him Emmanuel.
我们称他为上帝的儿子。
We call him the Son of God.
他是耶和华的圣者。
And he is the Holy One of God.
注意，这七个名称都不是玛利亚给的。
These are not titles from Mary.
这七个名称都不是约瑟给的。
Or Joseph.
这七个名称都是天使给的。
They are all given by the angels.
天使加百列给约瑟两个名字。
The angel Gabriel gave two names to Joseph.
你要给他起名叫做耶稣。
You are to name him Jesus.
因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
For he will deliver his people from sin.
他被名称为以马内利。
He will be called Emmanuel.
应验了以赛亚说的必有。同你怀孕生子。
As Isaiah has said, the virgin shall conceive.
天使加百列把这两个名字交托给约瑟。
The angel Gabriel gave Joseph these two titles.
天使加百列又把另外两个名字交托给玛利亚。
And gave two other titles to Mary.
上帝的能力荫蔽在你的身上。
The power of God is upon you.
明年这个时候你要生一个孩子。
A child will be upon you.
这个孩子是至高上帝的儿子。
He is the Son of the Holy God.
他是圣者。
He is the Holy One.
The Holy One of God, the Son of the Highest God, Jesus, Emmanuel. 另外三个名称也是天使给你。
The other three titles also came from the angels.
给谁呢？
Given to who?
不是给博士。
Not to the scholars.
不是给这个玛利亚。
Or to Mary.
不是给约瑟。
Or to Joseph.
是给看守羊群。伯利恒城外的牧羊人。
But to the shepherds outside the city of Bethlehem.
今天的大卫的城里面为你们生了主，救主就是基督。
Today in the city of David, the Savior is born, the Lord Christ.
七个名称赐下来了。
So seven titles were given.
我们最注意的就是耶稣基督主救主。
We only take care of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior.
我们最少注意的就是圣者。
We seldom note that he is the Holy One of God.
耶稣是谁？
Who was Jesus Christ?
降临在人间的圣者。
He was the Holy One born on earth.
真神的记号。
The mark of the true God.
真正对的神的这个印证。
The true affirmation of the real God.
主耶稣说：“你们中间的谁能指证我有罪呢？”
Jesus Christ said, "Who among you can accuse me of any wrongdoing?"
圣者在人间的自我宣布。对罪恶世界最大的道德挑战。
This was the greatest challenge that the Holy One gave to the world.
感谢上帝。
Thanks to God.
因为他的圣洁。
Because of His holiness.
我们知道他是神。
We know that He is God.
如果我们要做一个智慧的人。
If we want to be wise. Firstly.
我们要敬畏耶和华。
We need to fear the Lord.
如果我们要做智慧的人。
If we want to be wise.
认识这位至圣者在他的圣洁里面有份。
We must know this holiest one and partake in his holiness.
最后一样。
The last one.
第三个智慧的原则。
The third principle of wisdom.
就是远离恶事。
Is to depart far away from evil.
远远离开那邪恶的事情。
To depart far away from evil things.
我们可以不可以一方面跑到基督里面 一方面祷告主啊，给我过圣洁的生活。
Can we visit a prostitute den and pray for holiness?
我们可以不可以一方面看邪恶的书，一方面祷告主啊，保守我的心怀意念
？Can we look at pornography and ask God to keep our hearts pure?
我们可以不可以与那些犯罪的人同谋合作做恶的事情？一边说主啊，我要与你同行。
Can we at the same time be together with the great sinners and do the same thing and ask that we walk with God?
一个智慧人不是如此。
This is not the case for a wise person.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
He will not fall together with the sinners. He will not follow their plans or sit in their seats.
当你远离恶事的时候
，When you depart away from evil doing,
证明你是真正有智慧的。
You will prove indeed that you are wise.
你当然恨恶罪恶的时候。
When you hate sin,
显明你真正爱过圣洁的生活。
It shows that you love holy living.
我们一方面要过一个圣洁的生活，一方面不失去对罪人的爱。
While we lead holy lifestyle, we need to continue to love sinners.
这就是圣者道成肉身两件极端事情融合起来的一个总原则。
And this is a general principle when the Holy One came to the earth.
基督跟法利赛人不同的地方在哪？
The difference between Christ and the Pharisees.
法利赛人不圣洁，却以为自己是圣人。
Is that the Pharisees are not holy, but they think they are.
耶稣是圣者，却住在罪人的中间。
Jesus Christ was the Holy One, but he lived among sinners.
人只是税吏同罪人的朋友。
The Son of Man is the friend of the tax collectors and sinners.
耶稣的圣洁不会因为亲近罪人有所褪色。
His holiness would not fade because he was close to sinners.
法利赛人不会因为远离大马蜂的人，他们就变成一个圣徒。
On the contrary, the Pharisees will not become the Holy One because they departed away from the lepers.
圣经没有告诉我们要远离罪人。
The Bible never tells us to stay far away from sinners.
远离恶事。
But we are to stay far away from evil doing.
远离罪恶。
Far away from sin.
你却可以用上帝圣洁的爱去亲近罪人。
But with the holy love of God, we are to be close to the sinners.
这样你才过一个又有智慧、超然脱世的生活，又有神的爱。在人间为神牺牲的见证。
Then you can live a life of wisdom apart from the sins of the world, but bear testimony with the love of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们要做智慧人吗
？Do we want to be wise?
我们有智慧的心吗
？Do we have a heart of wisdom?
智慧的心敬畏上帝。
The heart of wisdom fears God.
智慧的心认识他的圣洁。
The heart of wisdom knows the holiest one.
智慧的心远离恶事。
The heart of wisdom departs from evil doing.
分别为圣，活在神的面前。
Let us be segregated as holy before God.
降卑自己，在罪人中间做见证。
And at the same time, humble ourselves among sinners to bear testimony for Him.
求主赐福我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
给我们以后的日子。
In the days to come.
以前的日子。
And the days before.
明白神的心。
That we may understand His will.
有份于神的性情。
That we have a part in His attributes.
遵行神的旨意。
And fulfill His will.
有这样的智慧。
With such a wisdom,
度过我们以后的日子。
Let us lead our rest of our lives.
直到我们见主面的时候。
Until we shall see Him face to face.
大家站起来。
Let us stand up together and pray.
十字架，十字架，永是我，永是我。